This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Today, my friends, I want to study with you a lesson that I'm entitling, Make It As Sure As You Can. I'm basing this not because the statement is made by the person in exactly the sense that I want to use it today, but because it does say what I want to say. We find in Matthew chapter 27, verse 65, Pilate, the Roman governor who presided at the trial of Jesus and finally delivered him up to be crucified, said to the Jews who had come to him, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest haply his disciples come and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, and the last arrow will be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a guard, go, make it as sure as you can. And so they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone, the guard being with them. Now Pilate told the men to make it as sure as they could, and I want to say today, to make it as sure as you can. That is, to make your life in regard to being obedient to God, to make it as sure as you can in your being pleasing to God. If an unbeliever could see the value of such a procedure, of such a principle to guide one in life, then surely we who are believers in the Bible ought to be able to see it also. We use this wisdom in ordinary life. For instance, if one buys a house, I know if you were to buy a house today, you would insist upon a title. You would insist upon an attorney searching down and being certain that you have a bona fide, certified title to that property. You would not turn over your money until you were clear that such would be the case. When you go to the bank to deposit money, you insist upon a receipt. It is not that you're distrusting the people in the bank. You simply know that you must make it as sure as you can. That's the way to do business. When you go to the grocery store to buy hamburger meat, you insist upon its being weighed. You insist upon somebody having ascertained that you're going to get what you're really paying for. When a woman goes to the hospital to have a baby, she insists upon that baby having its footprint put upon the birth certificate, so that there can be no mistake about her baby if in the nursery with other babies there should be some kind of mix-up. This is simply a matter not of distrusting the hospital personnel, but of being sure as you can, of making it as sure as you can. This is the kind of thing that we do in every phase and facet of human life, perhaps, except the most important one of all, and that is in the category of the realm of the soul. People will gamble, they will not make it as sure as they can in the matter of the soul. You should make it as sure as you can today as to what you must do to be saved. When someone tells you that you can be saved by sincerity alone, or by being religious alone, you should make it as sure as you can whether that is true or not. For instance, you should read the Bible and find such passages as Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25, which says, There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right to a man. I've talked to many, many people who said, Well, I just feel certain in my own heart that everything is all right. Well, why do you feel that way? Do you feel that way because you've read the Bible and you know what the Bible teaches about what to do to be saved? And you know that you have done what the Bible says? Is that why you feel good about it? Oh, no, we're told it isn't that. It's just that I've had an experience and I feel good about it. But, my friends, that is made clear by Jesus himself in the Sermon on the Mount, that that is not a proper basis. That's not making things sure. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 beginning, the Bible teaches, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. And he went on to make clear that there were many people who in the judgment day, would having thought they were saved, would learn that they were not saved. And so I plead with you as we come to the closing moments of our study today, to make it as sure as you can by being sure that you found out what the Bible teaches. And now I want to thank you for listening today and to plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.